What you're hungry for will drive you. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your Tailgate Talk. So, we went to the lake a little while back, and Greers Ferry Lake, and we were at one of the marinas, and as you cross the little bridge to go to the marina itself, like the bait shop and all that stuff, floats out on the lake. And so as you cross the little bridge to go to the marina, they've got some big fish, and I think they're carp. I don't know. I'm not a fisherman, but anyway, they're big. And some of you that actually know what fish, can identify fish, can probably comment on this video and identify them and set me straight. But anyway, I think they're carp, but it doesn't matter. There's a whole bunch of them right around that marina, and they're huge. And you can buy some fish feed in the thing for 50 cents or something like that. And you can go out there and you can feed these fish. And I mean, they just come up in wads to the top of the water for you to feed them. And so, you know, my daughter Lindley had to feed the fish. And so we got some fish food, and we were with some really good friends of ours, our best friends in the world, and they also bought some fish food. So Lindley had plenty of food to feed the fish, and she also had to stick her hand down there and try to touch some of them, and you know, so that was a great adventure for her. But these fish were crazy about this fish food. I mean, you would throw it in there, and they'd come up out of the water. They'd climb up on top of each other to get to this fish food because their appetite for that food was driving them. Now, they had plenty of other stuff to eat out there in the pond, but they wanted that food you were throwing in the water. They wanted that easy food, right? And that appetite was driving them to do whatever they had to do to get to that food. And it just kind of got me thinking about our appetite. Did you know that whatever you're hungry for is going to drive you to do whatever you've got to do to quench that appetite? It just will. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2, Peter writes to us and says, hey, like newborn babies, long for the pure milk of the word so you can grow in respect to your salvation. What does that mean? It means that when we want to grow in our relationship with Jesus, we got to long for the word. We got to have an appetite for the word of God to dig into the word and grow deeper in our love for Jesus and the things of God. Whatever you're hungry for, you're going to pursue. I think maybe today it would be a really good idea for us to just kind of evaluate in our life what it is we're hungry for, because whatever it is that you're truly hungry for, that's what you're pursuing in your life the hardest. Maybe today, wherever you're at watching this video, you could just cry out to God and say, God, I want to be hungry for you. I want to be hungry for the things of you so I can pursue you harder maybe now than ever before. And maybe today you're realizing the true reality that you don't even have a relationship with Him. You can't be hungry for the things of God if you don't even know Him. And so today, right where you are, maybe you can cry out to Him and say, God, I know I don't know you. And you can cry out to Him and say, I realize I'm a sinner. I realize I'm separated from you. I know that Jesus died for me, was buried for me, and was resurrected for me. And I ask you to forgive my sin and welcome me into your family. If you'd like to know more about what it means to follow Jesus or grow in your relationship with Him, contact us through this LifeWord page and let us help you learn more about following Jesus. Hey, I love you. Thank you so much for joining me today on the tailgate. Until next time, I'm going to save you a seat right here on the tailgate. You never know where we're going to pull up and drop the tailgate and have a chat. Until then, I love you. Have a great week.